Today, I chased a rat about the hall with a broom and set the broom afire, ruined my embroidery, threw it in the privy, ate too much for dinner, hid in the barn and sulked, teased the little kitchen boy until he cried, turned the mattresses, took the linen outside for airing, hid from Morwenna and her endless chores, ate supper, bought in the forgotten linen now wet with dew, endured scolding and slapping from Morwenna, pinched Perkin, and went to bed. And having writ this, Edward, I feel no less childish or more learned than I was. 21st day of September. Something is astir. I can feel my father's eyes following me about the hall, regarding me as he would a new war horse or a bull bought for breeding. I'm surprised that he has not asked to examine my hooves. And he asks me questions, the beast who never speaks to me except with the flat of his hand to my cheek or rump. This morning, exactly how old are you, daughter? This forenoon, have you all of your teeth? Is your breath sweet or foul? Are you a good eater? What colour is your hair when it is clean? Before supper, how are your sewing and your bowels and your conversation? What is brewing here? Sometimes I miss my brothers, even the abominable Robert. With Robert and Thomas away in the king's service, and Edward at his abbey, there are fewer people about for my father to bother, so he mostly fixes upon me. 22nd day of September. I am a prisoner to my needle again today, hemming linen in the solar with my mother and her women. This chamber is pleasant, large and sunny, with my mother and father's big bed on one side, and on the other, a window that looks out on the world I could be enjoying were I not in here sewing. I can see across the yard, past the stables and privy and cowshed, to the river and the gatehouse, over the fields to the village beyond. Cottages line the dusty road leading to the church at the far end. Dogs and geese and children tumble in play while the villagers plough. Would I were tumbling, or even ploughing with them. Here, in my prison, my mother works and gossips with her women as if she didn't mind being chained to needle and spindle. My nurse, Morwenna, now that I'm near grown and not in need of her nursing, tortures me with complaints about the length of my stitches and the colours of my silk and the thumbprints on the altar cloth I'm hemming. If I had to be born a lady, why not a rich lady, so someone else could do the work, and I could lie on a silken bed and listen to a beautiful minstrel sing while my servants hemmed. Instead, I'm the daughter of a country knight with but 10 servants, 70 villagers, no minstrel, and acres of unhemmed linen. It grumbles my guts.